Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
So hey guys, we're still here at Scarab Gaming Convention, and right now at the table with me, I have Ryan. Hey Ryan, how's it going?
It's going well, buddy. How are you?
Going pretty good. So what game did you just finish playing?
I played Evolution Climate Change. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what'd you think of the game?
A solid game, yeah. One I'd consider picking up.
Okay. So why don't you tell us something good about Evolution Climate?
I can see the replayability pretty high because the combination of traits that you give your different creature species would really make it a very different game depending on what you had. So I can see it's very replayable.
Okay. Why don't you tell us something bad about Climate Evolution?
So depending on how many people you play with, you pull out cards. We did it randomly, and what it resulted in was it skewed the game towards certain styles, defensive or offensive. So I got stuck with offensive cards. And there were a lot of defensive cards, and it was hard to get through those defenses. So I think what I would do differently is, if I own the game, I'd probably look at the ratios of cards, and kind of like Seven Wonders, number the cards so that you know if you're playing with three or four people, you know which cards to pull out to keep the game more balanced.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
But I might just be being a sore loser because I got crushed. So.
Well, what can you say that might go into the other category for Evolution Climate?
Like a similar game?
Well, basically, is there something else about the game that, not necessarily good or bad, that just kind of stood out to you about the game?
A lot of pieces, but that seems to be the way board games are going these days. So it's a lot of piece management, making sure you don't scatter stuff. And but, you know, so if you have little kids, might not be the greatest. But if you've got, I think it's a great game to play if you've got a bunch of people that are heavy gamers or even light gamers can get into it, I think.
Well, cool. Thank you very much, Ryan. Thank you for sitting down and talking with me about Evolution Climate.
Thanks for letting me play it.
And I hope you have more fun at Scarab 2018. I'm back with Joe again, and he wants to tell us about another game, Evolution Climate, I believe it is.
So it's Evolution Climate. This is not an expansion. It's a standalone.
Right.
New version of Evolution. I think I played Evolution originally. I think I even played it as a playtester at one of the other cons, I think, at Mace.
Okay.
Just as pretty as the original. This is really nice art. Very consistent art from card to card. You're creating species, feeding the species, growing the species, and then eating other species. If you have, there's cards that make you do things, there's defensive and all this. And climate specifically, you're watching, there's a climate change effort to it, not in a political sense, but just getting hotter and colder. If it gets too cold, little creatures freeze. If it gets too hot, big creatures get in trouble, and you have to pay attention to that. It's a thing that plays. Really, really, really pretty art. Some of the stuff, it's not really rules problems, it just gets, rules start stacking when you have cards that affect each other, so you have to do pay attention. But I wouldn't call that a bad thing. It's just as a little level of complexity, but not psychotically.
Okay.
I'm not sure there's a bad thing, except it makes it hard sometimes to read other people's cards. So if you don't know what they are, and I don't remember if it had a cheat sheet, but there probably would be nice to have a cheat sheet of all the cards in front of each person, because you might see it says mud hole or something, or watering hole, but you don't know really what that means until you hand me the card. As you play it, certain things like horns, you know that just makes it more defensive.
Right.
And maybe by four, whatever that does, you would know that, but maybe something you haven't seen played before, you don't know what it does. So that would be helpful. That's not a strong bad, but it is, and because it is not a simple game, there has to be that. So it's not a strong bad, it's just a little bit other, thematically beautiful. And it does have that climate things, not just hot cold, but it has that stretch, and the board actually shows nice gradation of color when it actually increases color. Food becomes a different resource and is affected differently by the weather. That's the other thing. It's just nice, and it plays and it changes as that weather changes.
Okay.
It's very nice.
Well, awesome. Thank you for sitting down with me and talking about Evolution Climate.
It was our board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, I'ma come over and kick your
tail.
Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast one. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.